This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The Quran is doing Christians a favor in removing things that you know in your gut is wrong. Every Christian child and priest really has a problem with the Trinity. You know what the maximum they say? We can explain it. If you think and sit still for a little, we could probably explain it. No one says, oh, this is so relieving, right? No one looks at, takes the Trinity and says, well, it just settles so well and it's so really. Nobody ever says that. The maximum they'll say is, A, it's a mystery, or B, it's not a mystery, it's a contradiction. There are a lot of mysteries, right? A mystery is just something you don't know. A contradiction is very different. So don't mix words here. It's not a mystery. It's a contradiction. Nobody ever, the maximum they ever say is either it's a mystery, we just have to accept it, don't think about it, or listen, there's a book this big that if you get through it, you'll understand it. Tell me what person can understand the Trinity without technical terms. The actual definition of an essence and all that stuff, right? So how's a farmer, how's a regular nomad, wasn't Peter a fisherman? How's he supposed to understand this doctrine? Isn't Peter the first convert to Jesus and he was a fisherman? Regular person's not going to understand this stuff. So nobody says about the Trinity, oh, what a relieving doctrine. It's so simple, so crisp, so easy to understand. A child can get it. No one ever says that. They say a lot of other stuff, but they never say that. And so the Quran has come to relieve you of this lie. This just cooked up falsehood, fabrication that is not sitting well with any of you. It's come to relieve you of monasticism, which has caused all this rape and all the child molestation is a result of taking the human being and unnaturally treating him. I mean, stopping him from doing something he has to do. He must do. He should do. He learns when he does these things. He's grateful to God when he does these things. And then telling us, subhanAllah, how you have a revelation that's never been preserved. You have people who are thumping the Bible in the evangelical countries in the South that are very pious. I would say pious in quotes. They're trying to be pious in their religion. They're trying to be good in their religion. But don't you ever think, you in Texas with the Bible, what connection do you have to Jesus? You don't read the word that he wrote or he recited. You don't know what he said. You don't even know what the language is. Ask any evangelical, regular church-going person, Baptists here of New Jersey or in the South or in Alabama or wherever, what language did Jesus speak? They'll say Hebrew, which is false, right? It's not even Hebrew. It was Aramaic. Can you tell me what Aramaic sounds like? Have you ever even heard what it sounds like? I don't even know if it exists in the world. Academically or something, maybe. Who speaks Aramaic? Find me a YouTube video with Aramaic. You guys are, how did Jesus worship God? Definitely not going to concerts, because the churches have become concerts now. It definitely did not look like a Joel Osteen event, which is a self-help event. Joel Osteen, it's self-help in the guise of Christian. The guy is a businessman. Don't ever think he's a pastor. He's a businessman, right? And he took self-help, and he took the prosperity gospel, and he couched it, those lessons, sprinkle a couple biblical verses on it, sell tickets, sell books, sell TV contracts, and you got it. What do you got here? Aramaic? I want to hear what Aramaic sounds like.
No,
it's not. It doesn't exist anymore.
No, it does exist. It's a living language.
They speak Aramaic?
Yes.
All right, yes. Show me the evidence.
Syria, Turlip.
Show us the evidence. I guarantee you it's they're speaking Shami dialect that's so bad they could pass it off as Aramaic. It's so strong.
Turlip, California.
Who?
Turlip, California.
Get an example.
Some people in Turlip, California speak Aramaic.
What kind of claim is that? Some guy in a university who said two words? I want to know a husband and wife chit-chatting in Aramaic. Someone talking in Aramaic. Hey, Omar, put that up there so we can all hear what Aramaic sounds like. And it's, by the way, we don't have nothing to judge it against, by the way. He could be totally butchering everything. You know, when Israelis speak Hebrew, You butchered it. This is all butchered. This does not sound Semitic at all. We know what Semitic languages are like. Let's listen to this.
Not
It's Persian. This is speaking half Persian, half Hebrew.
All right,
maybe. A handful of people still speak Aramaic. A handful, that's it. And they're in Iraq and Syria, that whole Sham area. All right, maybe. Okay, but that sounded like.
I doubt it's preserved. Like, it's definitely, there's some.
Yeah.
It's going to be gone by next generation.
The next generation are going to lose it. Anyway, like, the distance between what a practicing Christian in Texas and his actual prophet that he's supposed to believe in, there's no connection. You don't worship like him. You don't dress like him. You don't live like him. Like, there's nothing. There's no connection. It's not the same language. Who knows about the book? You got nothing, right? The Quran has come for them to relieve you of these stresses that you're stressing yourself. On top of that, you have no law. Your law is weak. It's so weak. The wokeism is destroying you. Like, wokeism is completely mowing the lawn with you guys. How do you protect from that stuff is a law that we all believe in. Some fundamentals that we all believe in, we cannot shake.
Yeah, at least the Jews had law.
They got law, at least. They got too much law.
But they circumvent that.
They got too much law, and then they circumvent it. So I'm like, do you guys want law, or you not want law? You make so many laws, but then you circumvent them all. It's such a contradiction. This other group, they love God so much, but they don't want to do anything. There's no law. Where is the law? Like, you love God so much, but there's no law. So what I'm saying here is that Christians in Texas, practicing Christians, you're trying, you're putting out a great effort, but you're just exhausting yourself, and you will fail at the end of the day. The Quran is not coming to be against you. It's coming to help you out, right? And you will get all the reward of loving Moses and Jesus, but properly, right? That's our message to them. That's, if you read the verses of Ahlul Kitab that we read yesterday, it's all, we're revealing this book for you, to you.
Yeah, ultimately, what it comes down to is that Christianity is a feel-good doctrine.
That's what it's a feel-good thing now.
It's designed to make you feel at ease, hopeful, overly hopeful, no punishment. There's a warning of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
We all think they are saved.
Yep, and that's what it is, 100%.